How to run a SaaS sprawl audit, and what you'll find the average enterprise has 3-5x more SaaS applications than IT knows about. Here's a systematic approach to finding them, rationalizing them, and building the governance to prevent sprawl from growing back. SaaS sprawl is one of the more interesting cost management problems in enterprise finance because it's a problem that finance usually doesn't discover, it discovers them. A manager notices an unusual charge on a corporate card. An IT audit surfaces a list of OAuth authorized applications. A security review identifies data flowing to unauthorized services. The discovery is typically accidental, and the scale of what's found is usually surprising. The average enterprise uses significantly more SaaS applications than it officially manages. Surveys consistently show a 3-5x gap between the applications IT tracks and the applications employees actually use. For a company that believes it manages 100 SaaS tools, the real number is likely 300-500. This isn't primarily a security problem, though it is that. It's a cost problem. Redundant subscriptions, unused licenses, zombie applications that were signed up for and abandoned, these represent recoverable spend that no one is currently accountable for. Finding the applications you don't know about. A SaaS sprawl audit starts with discovery, finding out what's actually in use before trying to rationalize it. Financial data sources, accounts payable records, corporate card transactions, and expense reports contain most of the non-IT managed SaaS spend. Filter for recurring charges from software vendors. Look for charges at the team, department, and individual level. Shadow IT spending is often on individual or team cards, not central IT contracts. SSO and identity logs. If your organization uses a single sign-on provider, Okta, Azure AD, Google Workspace, it has a log of every application that employees have authenticated with using corporate credentials. This surfaces applications that IT hasn't provisioned but that employees have connected to their corporate identity. OAuth authorization records, applications connected to Google Workspace or Microsoft 365 via OAuth appear in the admin console as authorized third-party apps. This often surfaces an order of magnitude more applications than anyone expected. Network traffic analysis, DNS logs and network traffic can identify SaaS applications being accessed even if they don't appear in financial data or identity logs. This is more technical to implement, but is the most comprehensive discovery method. Direct employee survey, for smaller organizations, a structured survey asking managers to list the tools their team uses produces surprisingly accurate results and generates buy-in for the rationalization process. The rationalization framework. Once you have a comprehensive inventory, the question is what to do with it. The applications break into five categories. Keep and centralize applications inactive, widespread use that meet security and compliance requirements. These should move from informal use to official IT management, volume contracts, centralized billing, SSO integration, and a defined owner. Keep and consolidate applications with significant overlap in functionality. The goal is to move usage to one platform and retire the others. This requires a migration path and user adoption work, but the license savings are often substantial. Keep and right-size applications with the right use case but over-licensed. A tool licensed for 200 users with 40 active users should be renegotiated to match actual usage. Sunset applications with low active usage, redundant functionality, or no clear business owner. These should be decommissioned. The process: notify users, provide a migration path if data portability is relevant, cancel the subscription. Investigate applications that weren't approved by IT and that handle sensitive data. These require a security and compliance review before being categorized in any of the above. This is where shadow IT becomes a risk management conversation, not just a cost management one. The cost recovery math. The financial recovery from a SaaS audit comes from three sources. Unused license elimination, SaaS vendors bill for provisioned seats, not active users. Most enterprise SaaS contracts have 20-40% inactive users, accounts provisioned for employees who have left, roles that were anticipated but never materialized, or users who signed up and never returned. Industry benchmarks: eliminating unused licenses typically reduces SaaS spend by 15-25% across the portfolio. Redundancy elimination, every category of SaaS has redundant tools in most enterprises. Project management, document collaboration, CRM, sales engagement, video conferencing, time tracking, it's common to find 2-4 tools in each category. Consolidating to a single platform per category typically reduces that portion of spend by 30-50%. Zombie application termination, applications that are still being billed but have effectively zero active usage. These are pure waste. Euro, the tool was adopted, never gained traction, and no one cancelled it. They typically represent 10 euro 15% of the SaaS portfolio by application count, but a smaller share of spend, since most zombie apps are low-cost individual subscriptions rather than enterprise contracts. The total recovery potential varies significantly by organization, but a well-executed SaaS audit typically recovers 20 euro 35% of SaaS spend. For an organization spending $2 million per year on SaaS, that's $400,000 in recoverable cost, building governance that prevents sprawl from growing back. The audit is the one-time cleanup. Governance is what prevents you from being in the same position 2 years from now. Approved vendor list Euro, a list of applications that are approved for business use, with documented owners, security reviews, and volume contracts. New tools go through a lightweight review process before anyone signs up. This doesn't need to be burdensome. Euro, a 48-hour turnaround for individual tool reviews is fast enough to not block work. Renewal visibility Euro, every SaaS contract should have a renewal date tracked in a central system, with a 90-day alert to the business owner and a 30-day alert to finance. Renewals that arrive without a deliberate decision to continue are the primary mechanism by which unused applications persist. Usage monitoring Euro, for the applications on your approved list, monthly active user counts should be tracked against licensed seats. Applications with utilization below 60% should trigger a right-sizing review at the next renewal. Expense policy clarity Euro, employees need to know what the process is for adopting new SaaS tools. A clear, fast process is more effective than a slow process with exceptions, because a slow process teaches people to use personal cards and expense it rather than going through IT. Central purchase authority for SaaS above a threshold Euro, individual purchases below $500 per year can be approved at the manager level. Anything above that should route through a central review. This captures the midsize subscriptions that are below the radar of IT procurement, but above the level of trivial. The role of finance in SaaS governance. SaaS sprawl is fundamentally a financial governance failure before it's anything else. Applications persist because no one is tracking renewal costs, no one is reconciling licenses to active users, and no one is accountable for the aggregate cost of the portfolio. Finance's role in SaaS governance is owning the renewal calendar, measuring utilization against contract costs, and making the investment case for consolidation when the data supports it. This is finance as an active operator of vendor relationships, not just a passive recorder of what the business spends. Cost. Defender aggregates your SaaS spend across AP, corporate card, and expense data, giving finance the unified view of the portfolio that makes SaaS governance operational rather than theoretical.